Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the I Love Authorpreneurs campaign. Now let's introduce our host, Sharon C. Jenkins, the Master Communicator.
Hello, everyone. This is a beautiful day in the neighborhood. It is cold in Houston town, but I'm an East Coast girl, so I'm used to this cold weather. I want to welcome you to the show. My name is Sharon Jenkins. I am the Master Communicator, and we are on this I Love Authorpreneurs campaign tour. And so we're back in our home state of Texas today with Kashelle Kelly, and I am thrilled beyond thrilled to share her story with you. Good morning, Kashelle. How are you?
Good morning, Sharon. How are you?
I am fine. Now, listening audience, Kashelle Kelly is founder of Kashelle Kelly International, Inc., a small business and empowerment coaching firm. Kashelle utilizes her creativity and candor as she coaches career-driven women and men to not only activate their hustle, but faith by providing them with innovative ideas, strategies, resources, and empowerment to achieve authentic success, profitability, peace, and happiness in their business and life. And I can tell you from my own personal experience with Kashelle Kelly, she does all that and more. So tell us, Ms. Kashelle Kelly, the boss woman and men pray entrepreneur, when did you start your writing journey?
I started my writing in 2004 when I wrote my first book, Pretty Painful. But really, Sharon, it started before then when I didn't know that I was a writer or that I could write or that it was something that I was good at. I've been writing, I guess, since I could start to write in elementary. I would always be in creative writing contests and never understood why I was being entered for those. But it was always a gift that I had, but I never really honed it in until I wrote my first book in 2005.
And you know what? I remember when you launched your book, because I was at the Black Expo, and I believe that was the first year we had a literary component at the Black Expo, and girl, you were rocking it like a rock star. Can you tell us why? Why did you write that book? What is that book about?
That book, Pretty Painful, was about how people can perceive you to be powerful, beautiful, and attractive, or just, you know, different. And sometimes they think that just because of your outer appearance that you don't have any inner problems or any inner conflict, and that's simply not the case. So I wrote that book to debunk that myth that being who you are sometimes and being the person that God has called you to be can be pretty painful at times. You know, be pretty powerful. So I wrote that book just because I began to see people kind of stereotype people that they thought that they deemed were beautiful. And who really defines that? And where do we get that from? And where does it start from? Where does it come from? And it was just I began to be very interested in how society views people and kind of categorizes people and treats people based on their outer appearance. So that's I wanted to kind of delve into that topic and say this is not the truth, and we all go through something. No matter what, you know, our background or our stature or our appearance is, we all go through the same thing.
That took courage to write about that. I know when I look at you, I see positive energy. I see a beautiful, vibrant woman on top of her game. So to come out of that bag took a lot of courage, and so I want to applaud you for that.
Yeah,
now let's talk about
this
second.
To see that.
Let's talk about this second literary work, Boss Women Pray and Boss Men Pray. Tell us about the genesis of that particular book, and why did you write something like that?
Well, Sharon, as a business coach and as a believer, I was looking for something. I actually went online to research and to Google to find something like Boss Women and Men Pray, because I was like, you know, as entrepreneurs, we're living on the island by ourselves most time. We're going through very tumultuous experiences, trying to grow our business, run our business, and it's not a joyride. It's hard. It's something that we need to, you know, see God about. And then we talk about this whole thing about profit with your purpose, but we're looking outside of our purpose. We're looking at everything outside, trying to figure out what our purpose is, and we're not praying and giving our business, which is our profit, to God. And it just made no sense to me. So I was really researching just to buy a book like this, and I couldn't find anything close to it, and I just couldn't believe it. So I just researched all night, like, surely somebody is talking about this, so somebody has something for entrepreneurs that are believers. Nothing. So I'm a, you know, big advocate, as I would tell my clients, if you can't find it, create it. So that's what I did.
So not only did you write the book, but you established an online presence. Tell us your logic behind that strategy, because you literally have started a movement.
Well, what's happened is that because I couldn't find it, so clearly there's nothing out there. I couldn't find it, and somebody else found it. So what I've done is just this concept of marrying your success and spirit. And so that's the thing that, you know, that maybe other people were secretly looking for this, and I provided it to them. They probably didn't even know that they were looking for it, but I provided something to them that they haven't seen before. And so I kind of looked at social media to kind of spread the word, make it something trendy, but something that is sustainable over years, and something that people can relate to, because everybody's saying they want to be a boss. I want to be my own boss. I want to do this. But if anybody knows the concept and the power of prayer, and just marrying those two to say something so simple yet complex, that Boss Women and Men Pray. And people just gravitated to the logo, and they gravitated to the visual appearance, and they gravitated to the simplicity but depth in it. And then I give them the devotional on top of it. You know, so that's kind of how that happened in a sense.
I'm loving this. And I've had the privilege of listening to some of your, looking at some of your videos and also reading some of your devotions. And there's not been a time that I've embraced something that you've written, that you haven't blessed my life. And I can understand now why this particular movement is so critical for people who want to be, quote-unquote, a boss. So Tell us a little bit about what other projects that you're working on now, because I know you're a busy lady, and you're blessing us with the ability to spend 30 minutes with you today. So let's talk about these other projects.
Well, I'm actually flying out to New York in the morning to shoot a TV commercial for the East Coast that's going to be on the major networks out there, you know, kind of propelling the movement even more, and going to do a short 30-second commercial with the T-shirt on and letting people know about the movement and about the website and different things like that. So, you know, just kind of really taking it from social media onto the TV screen and commercials, and just really spreading this movement more is what I'm doing on tomorrow with some people that I met on social media that are doing some amazing things. And they invited me out to kind of because they're a Christian ministry, and they're doing a commercial, and they wanted some Christian business owners to come together to promote Christian businesses. So that's what I have going on this week. And then I'm launching sharing a tour in April, going to 7 cities, and I've launched a business seminar called Dream, Pray, Hustle, because I believe that some people are massive dreamers, some people, you know how to pray, And some people are overly ambitious and hustle, but it's a good thing to have a balance of all three to make your dreams come true. You got to dream, you got to pray, and you got to hustle. So I'm kicking that tour off in April, going to 7 cities. And what I'm most excited about is that I've added 4 new chapters to Boss Women and Men Pray, plus a workbook. So I'm relaunching that at the same time as the business seminar tour. So I'll be doing some book signings, having it in Barnes & Noble, different things like that, while I go to the 7 different cities. Because at first I was self-published, but now I've partnered and signed with Ellicor Media Publishing Company that is affording me the opportunity to take the book into bookstores across the country. So I'm very excited about that happening in the next month and a half.
And I'm excited about that also. And you are one of our contributors to Will the Real Authorpreneur Please Stand Up? So I wanted to let everybody know that. And then on Saturday, we are actually dropping the ebook full of 81 tips for authorpreneurs, because in order to be an effective author, you need to embrace the business side of writing. So we're talking about the business side of writing, and Cashelle, you seem to have mastered it in spades. So talk a little bit about your journey to authorpreneurship, mastering the business side of writing. What were some of the things that you've done to better posture yourself as an author?
Well, as a business coach first, is that I just always try to find a purpose in things. And I get that authors and people who want to write books just to get their story out. But I was always thinking, like, okay, write a book, so what, now what, And, what makes me so special to where I write a book and everybody should pick it up and read it and buy it? So I've always had this mindset that you've written this book, so now what? How do you get it out? How do you get it sold? Because I'm not going to sit around and just say that I'm an author and nobody's even reading a book but my mom and my family. So it's just, how do you get people interested in your book? How do you get people to buy into the book? And if there's a message in the book, what are you obtaining to get to the world, or what are you trying to do? And I get a lot of people that call me for coaching, and they're talking about a book, and they ask me, or they say I'm writing this book, and I tell them I'm always going to play the devil's advocate and ask you, what are you writing it for? What's the goal? Who are you helping? Why this and why that? Because people, you need to understand that. And so with both books, I wanted to reach people. I wanted people to be changed. I wanted their mindset to be shifted. I wanted action to be, the final thing that they do after they read my book. I wanted it to be a movement, and I didn't even know what a movement really was. But I knew that I wanted to move people. And I think that that's the first thing, is that you want to write a book, and that's fine, but you got to have a goal in mind of what you want this book to achieve in the world. And you don't stop until it's done what you set out for it to do. Because if you just write the book and you want people to read it, then you can just journal, for God's sake. You can just journal and just put the journals on your shelf, and that's that. If you want to write for it to be therapeutic, but to say that you're writing a book to get out into the world, and you go through all of the process of just nurturing it and getting it, you should do your due diligence to make sure that everybody or your niche market should be reading this book, and you don't stop until that happens.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Now, talk about the importance of forming great relationships. I heard you say that you are being published by Ellicor Media, and I know that's my buddy and partner, Rochelle Carter, who is the brainchild behind all of this, a phenomenal woman who decided that she wanted to start her own publishing company, and she's very strategic about what she has done. I think that the two of you are a match made in heaven. So talk a little bit, Cashelle, about finding the right partners, because
well,
you need a team in order to make your book dream come true.
Oh, absolutely. Well, as you know, I've gotten so busy, you know, with the book and different things like that. So I had other commitments to write articles and different things like that. So that's how I sought you out. And God brought me to you to help me with those projects. And then, and I was kind of expressing to you that, you know, the book is doing very well, but, you know, for instance, I can't go into certain bookstores as a self-publisher, but I was very, very leery about going with the publishing house because I have gotten so much success with the book. I wanted to protect my royalties. I wanted to protect my investment. I wanted to protect just all the marketing and everything that I've done on my own, and I didn't want to someone to take that away from me. So I wanted to get with a publishing house that understood and understood the movement, that understood the hard work that I've put into it. And really, to be honest, I needed someone just to give me an ISBN that's attached to a publishing house so I can take it further. And I needed someone that can understand that component and partner with me to make that happen. And Rochelle totally got it. You introduced, and you're right, it has been a match made in heaven because she gets it, that, you know, I shouldn't take all of this when you've done all of this work. But, you know, we're going to make it go further and take you to places that you can't get in on your own. So, you know, that's, and of course she has you on the team and Maria helping with the marketing. So it does. It takes a lot of people to make these things happen that you see.
So one of the things that I want the listening audience to get is the fact that becoming an author is more than just writing the book. Especially in today's market, literary market, the thing about you, Kashal, that really blows my mind is the fact that instinctively you just start doing the things that an entrepreneur needs to do. Whenever I think about a case study, an ideal case study of who an entrepreneur is and what an entrepreneur does, I always think of you. I told Cam it was imperative for us to have you in the book. Will the real entrepreneur please stand up? Because REAL stands for relevant, entrepreneurial, literary focused, and action oriented. I messed the letters up a little bit, but let me say it again. REAL stands for relative, E stands for entrepreneurial, A stands for action-oriented, and L stands for literary focus. And mm-hmm. you embody all of that, Kashal.
Thank you. Talk to us a little bit about the
future of Kashal Kelly in her entrepreneurial journey.
Sure. I'm actually launching next month a program called Stop Talking, Start Writing, and where I will kind of tell my journey and just kind of tell you what to do from beginning to end to write your book, to publish your book, and different things like that. Because, you know, the amazing thing about all of this is that people need to – I want to demystify the whole process where people are not scared to get their story out. Because, for God's sake, I wrote Boss Women and Men in 7 days. And, you know, it was complete in 6.5. I read it over in the other half a day. But that's a 7-day project that has been going strong for a year now. And so, you know, I wanted to demystify that whole process of writing the book. So that's why I'm coming out with that home study program for people to buy. It's going to be a blueprint in a box. And it's called, again, Stop Talking, Start Writing. I'm going to have your information in there to kind of get to supplement them with that. You know, just kind of tell them what to do to get their book going. And then for the first 100 people that actually get the program, I'm going to give them a free audio bonus teaching them how to create a movement as well, and what I did and how my mind kind of works in that regard. Because you're right, I intrinsically just think of what can I do to make this the best, and what can I do to make this go viral? I'm just getting started, you know, because Oprah and Tyler Perry don't know about Boss Women Men Pray. President Obama doesn't know. I want it to be in a White House initiative. So I'm just getting started with this. And it's just, I'm going to keep going until that happens. And I want it to be, and what I love is that what I set out for this to be something that people associate with Who Moved My Cheese, or, you know, the Think and Grow Rich series and different things like that. When people, that I want this to be their go-to book. So that's what I wanted to achieve, and that's what's happening. And then the workbook that we're coming out with is going to be a good complement to that, because I see a lot of people buying journals and writing like crazy people as they read the books. I'm going to give them something for that as well. But, you know, I have the T-shirts. I have the Boss Kids line coming out now. I have the Boss Women Pray, Boss Men Pray, Boss Teens Pray, Boss Boys Pray, Boss Girls Pray T-shirts. And eventually I'm going to have their own devotional for them as well. I'm going to do Boss Students Pray and take it to a Christian college tour and different things like that. I had someone just ask me this morning, it's cold in Houston, do you have Boss Men Pray hoodies? Because I want to come by and get one. So I'm like, well, no, but hey, I will later this year. You know, so I'm just going to continue to expand the brand to where it is going to be a household name, that the teen, the boy, the girl, the mom, the dad, the woman, the man, the student, is everybody prays and everybody is seeking their dreams and their dream pray and hustle in a healthy way that's making them be successful in life.
It sounds like you are in the midst of building a literary legacy. And I just believe when you're long gone, this stuff is going to be speaking to the hearts of men and women, not just nationally, but internationally. So, again, I applaud you. Girl, you got a strategy and a plan, and you work in that strategy, and you work in that plan.
Thank you so much. Go ahead. I'm so sorry.
Do you have any tips for aspiring authors?
You know what? Just really, first of all, figure out what it is you want to achieve with your book. And a big thing that Sharon, that I hear a lot, is a lot of people want to deal with books that deal with pain, that deal with the past, deal with healing, but then they want to omit so much in the book because they haven't healed. I would really admonish people that if you want to help somebody, you got to be transparent. You got to put yourself on the cross to help other people. You got to be able to share your junk, your story. That's what's going to help people, authenticity and realness. And that's what people respond to. So if you haven't healed from that particular situation, then you probably need to do the work so you can do the work in the book, so where the book can actually have an ending that is beneficial to you and to everybody else. But get very clear on what your intent on writing the book, and not just because you want to write a book to just write a book, but be intentional about it. Because if you get intentional about it and you get behind the message, then that's going to help motivate you to promote it, because you're going to believe that everybody should be reading this book. But if you don't stand behind that, then it's not going to go anywhere.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And one of the things that I think that aspiring authors need to consider is, there's a romance period or a honeymoon period after you initially publish your book. But the truth of the matter is, that's when you really have to roll up your sleeves like a shell and get busy. I mean, get really busy about promoting your message. And don't look for approval from anybody. Just do it.
Just do it. Because they, you know what? There are people out there waiting on you. God assigns people to certain people. And the people that God has assigned to me, Sharon, He hasn't assigned to you. The people that are assigned to you are not assigned to me. So if you're not walking in your assignment, those people are not getting what they need in life. And that falls on your shoulders. And so, you know, that if you keep that in mind, that it's not about you, that it's about the people that have been assigned to your life, then people can really do what they need to do in this world. It's not about us. It's never about us. So if we get ourselves out the way, then we can get a lot more done.
And one of the things that I'm curious about, Kashelle, in your journey is, how have you found the right people to support your message? Are they just popping up and showing up? Are you strategically going to places to target your reading audience, or are you doing a hybrid of both of those things?
No, it has been not at all, to be honest with you, is that I have, the only thing that I've done was, I pre-sold the book, I put out excerpts of the book so people can read it before it was out, and I did a photo shoot of local celebrities in Houston, but I didn't want to be, I thought of all the things that people think. People think it's a Christian book. People think it's, I can't buy this book. This is a gospel book, blah, blah, blah. So what I did, I took local rappers, politicians, party promoters, real estate agents, pastors, all of these people that you see, models, DJs, the people, the everyday people that you see that are somewhat have a little notoriety in this city, gave them a shirt, put them in a shirt, did a photo shoot, and to say to the message, this is for everybody. It doesn't matter, and I say that, it doesn't matter your background or your field. It's boss women and men pray. So that was the kind of, clincher that I put out there, the prerequisite, if you will, that it doesn't matter what your hustle is. It doesn't matter what your background is. This book is for you. Once I did that, people just started to gravitate to it. But they gravitated to it before then, but I think the T-shirt sales went up after that. But, to answer your question in short, no, they just been organically happening. And they organically share on social media. I kind of say in the back of the book, share your experience, hashtag this. But I spend most of my days reposting hashtags because people do it on their own.
Well, I want one of those T-shirts.
Okay, got to get you one of those.
I got to get me one of those T-shirts. I love those T-shirts. They're in my favorite colors, and they speak, the words speak volumes. Words speak volumes. Well, if our listening audience wants to contact you to find out more about your programs or your coaching or to purchase a book, what's the best method for them to do that?
Yeah, just visit my website at www.cachellekelly.com. That's K-A-C-H-E-L-L-E-K-E-L-L-Y.com. And they can follow me on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter. On Instagram is where I hang out a lot. I'm at Cachelle Kelly. Twitter, I'm at Cachelle. And you can put in the search for Cachelle Kelly on Facebook.
So I want you, Cachelle, to leave one nugget. This is your last 60 seconds that you have to reach out and touch the lives of aspiring authors and authors on the line. What would you say to them?
I would say to never give up on your dream, and to, if you have something in you that needs to get out that's going to help someone else, then the book is just this beginning. The book is just a platform for you to go and take this to speak and to mentor and to be and to leave a legacy in this world. When you're dead and gone, leave that legacy of that book or something left behind that says you were here. And I love that song by Beyonce that says, I was here. That's kind of how I live my life, and I want people to live their life. Show up. Show up every day. We live in this life where, people are saying, YOLO, you only live once. Where the truth of the matter is you live every day, and you only die once. So make it count and leave a legacy.
Thank you, Cachelle Kelly. I love this interview. It is one of my favorites. When it's all over, it's said and done, I'll do about 28 interviews, and this is in the top three of my favorite interviews. So thank you again.
I appreciate that. Even with my love, cold voice, thank you.
Listening audience, we want to thank you for showing up today and invite you to step two of the I Love Authorpreneurs campaign this evening. We have a working seminar for authors, and go to I Love Authorpreneurs on Facebook and get the information so that you can register. And just to reiterate the fact that we love you. We want you to be empowered, invigorated, and we want you to realize your dreams. That's why we do what we do. It's from the heart. It's from the heart. Thanks again, Cashel, and everybody.
Thank you,
happy writing. Bye.
Bye-bye.